Hi, and welcome to the Living Deeply Stories podcast. I'm your host, Merle Parker, and today I'm going to talk about loving yourself and releasing shame, because one of the dear newsletter readers and listeners to this podcast asked me to talk about some techniques for loving yourself or cultivating self-love and self-allowing. So I already wrote about that in my blog this week at merleparker.com/blog. The link is in the show notes. But I will also talk about this because I'll offer another easy technique that you can do every day to cultivate self-love. So the first thing that I'll say is that, yes, I don't think about this that often, but I think I'm not consciously perhaps thinking about it, but I'm still growing in this area as well. So there are definitely people that I look up to or that I learn from in this area of allowing your desires and your dreams and also loving yourself. So I'm not an expert in this area, but I did used to teach about it, and through my Healthy and Powerfully Feminine course. And then I was going to release, or I did release, this transformational guide called Self-Love and Sacred Rituals, which was part of that. So I guess at that point I did feel like an expert in it, whereas now, you know, sometimes when you're it's just the way that you are, so you don't even really think about it, and you don't, it's only if someone asks you about it and you start to think about it, then you can break it down. So that is what happened this week. So one thing I'll say is that, I mean, another thing I'll say is that, yeah, I think my dance journey from when I was a kid really helped me to cultivate self-love and trust in myself, because I wasn't a very resilient child, I wouldn't say, like when it came to other stuff. But dancing from the age of 8, I really wanted to do, and I begged my mum to let me do dancing. So I started, and I was in the concert that year, but I wasn't very good. Like, I was just average, or yeah, just not great. And then from age 9, I started ballet, and then probably from age 10, I started doing dance exams and started appearing in the concert, not just in the group performances, but also in a trio. And I remember in that trio, I used to get shouted at so badly by the teacher because I couldn't pick up the steps fast enough. And yeah, that's the thing. I think my dancing taught me resilience, because like we would get fully shouted at by the head teacher as well, all of us. And we just had to keep on going. You know, sometimes in the exams you didn't do perfectly or as well as you hoped to, and you just had to keep on practicing. Or in class, I definitely wasn't good like at picking up steps really quickly for most of the time, but through practicing, even if it was in my head, I got good at it. So that built resilience. And that's the thing about self-love. It's not about, like, just, it's like love in any form. You know, you love someone, like, you might love them just for who they are, but if you're in a relationship with them, then it's not unconditional. There needs to be some certain reciprocal qualities and behaviors. So, sorry. So when you're in a relationship with someone, you can rely on them. When you love them, you can rely on them for a good relationship. You speak to each other nicely. You have confidence in them and they do in you. And how those qualities, sorry, I'm just having some water. How those qualities are built are through action over time, you know. So the same is with self-love, is like when you can trust yourself, when you do what you say you're going to do, when you keep getting up and building that resilience, then you keep proving to yourself, you know, like taking steps forward, then you are able to, you don't even have to think about it. And that's, I think, why I don't think about loving myself. I just think, like, I'm just following what I want to do and taking action despite feeling scared, you know. So when I was at dancing, it was the same thing. You would go on stage feeling scared. You would go into that exam room feeling scared. You would dance despite feeling scared. And that's how I learned to do this, and then later I applied it to my coaching business. And so I would post on social media or blog or whatever despite feeling scared. And this is something that I learned, like I hear a lot from people who are not other coaches, I'm not a coach, I'm a writer, I am a qualified coach, but I am not like focused on that. I'm focused on writing. So, I follow a few coaches that I like to listen to about marketing or success, and I hear them saying a lot this nowadays, especially, that it's not about being perfectly happy and in alignment before taking action. It's about taking action despite feeling scared. So that is something, or uncomfortable, you know. So that is something you can remember if you're like self-love. You build that through taking these actions and doing these things towards your dreams. Because if you're focused on doing this stuff, then you're not like focused on building your dreams or taking actions towards your desires. Like, you're not sitting around thinking about whether you love yourself or not. And the other thing is that it's going to, like, you might feel after you do these things discomfort, and that's okay. It's about sitting in the discomfort and being able to feel and process those emotions. And this week, as I shared in the blog post, I heard from this coach, Simone Soul. She teaches coaches and has a podcast on marketing. She was talking about how it's about sitting in the discomfort and being able to feel the emotions. And this is what I have been saying for quite some time. And I have my Empower guide on how to process emotions. So if you would like that, you can go to morelleparker.com/emotion. And when you subscribe there, you get the Empower guide for free. Or if you're already on my newsletter list, then you can go to my shop, the Transformational Guides. The link are in the show notes, so you can go there and you can get the Empower guide. It's really well priced because I wanted it to be available, because I think that feeling emotions or not feeling emotions is the problem with most things. So with most habits that you don't like. So that's what one of my other points about this is, that okay, in order to love yourself, then maybe there are some habits you need to change, you know, like maybe there are some things that you're doing in your life that you are not able to, or you haven't been able to transform, and that is keeping you stuck in this negative, the inner critic. So the thing is that, yeah, in order to transform a habit, one, you need to be able to feel your emotions, because perhaps you're doing that thing, whether it's drinking or sexing or I don't know, shopping or spending or whatever it is that you're not happy about, eating, that you're doing, usually there is an emotion that you're avoiding feeling. We're avoiding feeling. And so we're distracting ourselves by doing this habit. Yeah. So, for example, I think it was at the start of 2019 that there was a habit that I realized was out of alignment for me. It's like I'm writing this book on being a love queen, and I was doing something that was out of alignment with being a love queen. And so I decided to change that habit. And so I'm going to tell you how I change habits and how I have helped others to change habits in the past. Well, I think the key is to do this habit for 30, change this habit for 30 days. So, you know, they say that it takes 30 days to create a new habit. So when we have a goal that's measurable, like 30 days, you know, they say that goals need to be, there's that acronym, one of it's specific, one of it is measurable. So I can't remember what the less of the thing is, manageable, maybe something like that. But yeah, so measurable. So for example, say your goal is that you're going to read for 30 minutes for 30 days, okay? That could be your goal. Or say your goal is that you're going to eat sitting at the dinner table for 30 days. Or say your goal is that you're going to, I don't know, do exercise for 30 minutes a day for 30 days. Or 30 minutes, or maybe it's like 30 minutes three times a week, whatever it is, for 30 days. But give yourself that time limit of 30 days, because then it's not forever, you know. So that's a way, like, so then mark it off on your calendar that, yeah, just put a tick or whatever that, yes, you did it, or write it down. So and then feel happy about that, because that releases dopamine and it associates that, yes, you're associating that dopamine, the good feeling with yourself and achieving something. So that would be another tip for loving yourself, is transforming the habits that are out of alignment for you. Take one and do it for 30 days. So if you have specific need to transform how you feel about yourself and your body, I have my body love guide in the shop as well. So as I said, go to the show notes to the transformational guides and you can find out about it from there. Okay. So the next habit that I have for, this is the one I was referring to when I said there's one thing that I do every day, which is that in my journal, I write almost every day what I did well today. So maybe a paragraph or a few things I write down and how it made me feel. So what I did well today is or was blah, blah, blah. And that it's about consistency, you know, with creating new neural patterns in your brain. So when you start to look for what you did well today, then you will automatically find more of those things and look for more of those things in your daily life. You know, that's how our mind filters according to our beliefs, you know. So if you believe that you're a person who does good things or does things well, then, and if you create that pattern in your brain by wiring and firing together this thought, what I did well today is blah, 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 then your brain will continue to look for that stuff and you will therefore crowd out the other stuff. So it doesn't mean that you can never do anything bad. You can also write, or anything that you're disappointed, you can also write, you know, what I could do better tomorrow. That's another thing that I would suggest, to write like what I did well today, write a paragraph, what I could do better tomorrow, so you can reflect on that as well. So yeah, those would be two techniques that I would give you for creating more self-love, loving yourself. And then the other point, the last point, is about releasing shame. So this is something that I have been focusing on the last few years, is that shame, because there are things that we feel ashamed about ourselves that, you know, shame is something you feel that you, like, you're kind of hiding it from yourself or from other people. So in order to release shame, what I do and what I learned to do from other teachers is to talk about the thing that you feel shameful about. So whether it is first in your own journal and then perhaps with a friend, and if you are even more wanting to go even deeper, you can post about that thing that you feel ashamed about. Now, I advise you to do this from a place of being grounded and present, not from a manic state. So, you know, like, I intentionally post about things on my blog and on social media that may cause or may have caused shame in the past, but I do it from a place of being grounded and present. So it's not like I have a thought and then I want to get this out as soon as possible and I'm going to post about it straight away. So that's what I have done in the past sometimes. But nowadays I will do it from this point of like, yeah, it's not like the ego pushing me to do this thing, but it is from that place of grounded presence where I will be, yeah, I will often blog about something that I that may cause shame. And it might not be like I did this really bad thing and that I'm going to tell you about it, but it could be like, hey, I'm a spiritual person, or it's in this podcast too, I am into manifesting. Okay, that's something that, you know, some people are going to roll their eyes and they're going to, you know, not believe the same thing as me. Maybe I look like an idiot to them, but this is a part of accepting myself, is like accepting and bringing to light all these parts of myself, in that, you know what, guys, I am into manifesting and I'm going to talk about it. So that is my way of not accepting all of these parts of myself. And I heard a really good quote from Simone Soul as well. I told you about her joyful marketing podcast that I started listening to recently, and on that podcast she said that in one of the episodes that in order to attract you also have to repel, and that you are, so it's like by attracting certain people you're repelling other people. So by owning all those parts of yourself, like, that's just naturally going to happen. So it's, yeah, you will attract your people through being yourself and by owning all those parts of yourself. And so, yeah, so by outing myself on the things that I truly love and being myself online and on this podcast and on my blog, then, and in my newsletter, that's my process of releasing shame and owning all those parts of myself. So there is another big piece on how I have transformed this kind of wanting to be seen and just becoming more relaxed in being myself and loving myself in the process and not having to have that outside validation. And I talk about that I write about that in my Love Queen, The Making of a Master memoir that's coming out very soon. I found out today that it might be coming out, like it should be coming out in the next week, that you could actually buy it. So stay tuned for that. I will definitely be sharing more about that on the podcast, in my blog and social media, and in my newsletter. So do stay tuned for that. So I hope these tips have helped you today, and I would love to hear more from you. If there's anything you want me to talk about or share about, just let me know. And yeah, stay tuned. Wishing you lots of love for yourself and acceptance for the next week. Bye for now.